Initial visit for Maggie Bailey, Bailey, January 22nd, 2013. Carbon copy to Dr. Schalman, Schalman, 34-year-old, a woman with a numbness on the entire left side of her body that started approximately 4 weeks ago. She additionally complains of diminished temperature sensation, cannot feel heat, and as a result received several burns on her left ear from the curling iron and on her hands. Complains of tightness across her mid-torso, weakness in the left lower extremity, especially in the thigh, her thigh muscles, affecting her gait. Has intermittent double vision and drastically diminished visual acuity in the last 4 weeks period. The patient reports having similar episodes in the past, starting from her high school. Usually they lasted up to about 1 month and were associated with numbness in various parts of the body, such as bilateral lower extremities, left lower extremity, or left upper part of her body, period. She had EMG a few years ago with no available report, period. She had an MRI of the brain with and without contrast yesterday, period. Patient was referred to our clinic for multiple sclerosis rule-out. All of her previous episodes have completely resolved. Her past medical history is otherwise non-contributory. Surgical history, left wrist cyst excision, not taking any medication, allergic to codeine, review of systems as above, plus headaches, dizziness, disbalance, fatigue, trouble with speech, tingling in left lower extremity. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, denies use of illegal drugs, unemployed, divorced, has two children, family history, significant strokes and hypertension. On a physical exam, well-developed, well-nourished woman, and no acute distress. Has inconsistent difficulty with upper gaze bilaterally. A fairly inconsistent disturbance of the gait, favoring her right lower extremity, period. Somewhat swaying on Romberg exam, but able to compensate. No abnormal reflexes, no spasticity in lower extremities. Sense temperature, light touch, and pinprick sensation are intact in bilateral lower extremities. Very brisk reflexes in bilateral lower extremities, but symmetric. Rest of exam on focal follow normal template assessment. Number one. Transient paresthesias associated with visual disturbances, vertigo, disbalance. Period. Patient had some hyperreflexia on the lower extremities on the exam. Period. MRI of a brain with and without contrast was already obtained. I need to review the results. Period. I will consider obtaining MRI of cervical spine as well. Period. Will obtain EMGs with nerve conduction velocity of bilateral lower left upper extremity. Period. Obtain video nystagmogram to rule out inner ear dysfunction, period. I get laboratory workup for folate level, sed rate, RPR, and ATSH. I gave patient Valium, 5 milligrams to take half a tablet once or twice a day as needed for anxiety, and Flexeril at night for cervical spasm. Follow-up after tests, SI muriatide PAC.